Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's big, beautiful bill agenda is facing opposition from his own party, Democrats, and now Elon Musk.
Having already called the bill a disgusting abomination, Elon Musk is now urging Americans to call their members of Congress to kill it. He writes, "We need a new bill that doesn't grow the deficit." House Speaker Mike Johnson tells reporters,
"We don't have time for a brand new bill."
Johnson argues Congress must act to prevent the 2017 tax cuts from expiring. The White House rejects the Congressional Budget Office's view that those tax cuts would be a major driver of future deficits.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. The suspect charged in the Boulder firebombing attack at a Jewish rally is due back in court tomorrow to face more charges. Authorities say the number of victims has increased to 15. A Washington state man is accused of being a co-conspirator in the Palm Springs car bombing outside a fertility clinic. Federal prosecutors say Daniel Park allegedly provided material support to primary suspect Guy Bartkus in the car bombing. Bartkus died in that blast. This is ABC News. Two of 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail last month are still on the run. Police have verified a social media post from one escapee and raided an apartment after tracing it back to the video post.
In a blue sweatsuit, the man claiming to be Antoine Massey acknowledges that he's likely to be recaptured.
When I get back in custody, I'm asking y'all please to come help.
When, not if, he's back in custody. Police who raided an apartment not far from the Orleans Parish Prison found a sweatsuit, but not Antoine Massey. He and Derek Groves are the final two of 10 inmates who escaped from that jail last month. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Syria's new government has agreed to give inspectors from the United Nations nuclear watchdog access to suspected former nuclear sites immediately. An IAEA team in 2004 visited some of those sites of interest while former President Bashar Assad was still in power. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Got a fender bender? Don't let your insurance company steer you in the wrong direction. You get to choose where your vehicle is repaired. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green, where craftsmanship meets value with a reputation for award-winning work and rates that make sense. Classic Auto Body delivers repairs you can trust. Call 588-7399 or stop by on Highway 14 in Spring Green. That's Classic Auto Body, home of the legendary Ring Brothers. Your car deserves the best.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more, all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side Richland Center.
Your forecast tonight calls for lows in the lower 50s with light winds and partly cloudy skies. Even some late patchy fog possible. Thursday, partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Northwest winds of around 5. Thursday night, look for lows in the mid 50s with a few clouds. And then partly to mostly cloudy Friday with a slight chance for a light shower. Highs in the mid 70s. Winds are out of the northwest at 3S. We're at 78 degrees.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
100.9 WRCO.
Hey there, Bo Hendricks with you on this, already the halfway point of the week, Wednesday, and it's the 4 o'clock hour, meaning another chance for you to enter in for the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on WRCO. Now, this hour, you have another chance today at earning $100 cash. This hour, if you can get your text in, you'll be entered to win. What is the word of the hour? Sun. S-U-N. Easy as that. Sun. So, now that you have that, use the Civic Media app, find WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword SUN, S-U-N, and you're entered to win that $100. You're also entered then in for the grand prize drawing of a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County one. You have until the end of the hour, but doing so sooner than later is always recommended. And again, hey, everybody could use $100 cash. Be sure to enter. It's as easy as using that Civic Media app and texting the word SUN, and you're entered to win this hour.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket. Then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Take it this hard, but damn this hard. If you're gonna break me, well, why don't you keep it? It ain't doing nothing but keeping me up. I can't help it, it just was what it was. It hurt like hell when you tore it apart. But I didn't know that it would take it this hard.
The Peace Lily is so last year.
Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planning season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Howdy, folks. The 66th Wisconsin High School Rodeo State Finals are riding into the Richland County Fairgrounds June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Tickets are on sale now through June 13th at Creative Layers, 142 South Central Avenue in Richland Center. Don't miss June Dairy Days and the Rodeo Parade Saturday morning at 10:30, plus Cowboy Church Sunday at 8:30. For more information, call Kenda at 475-1886. Saddle up! The finals are coming, and Richland Center's ready to rodeo. Yeehaw!
You've heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race. At Edward Jones, we apply that consistent approach to long-term investing. Hi, I'm Kevin Bartles, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. Investing a little bit at a time on a regular basis is a key to long-term growth. We call this systematic investing. And though it doesn't guarantee a profit or prevent a loss, it is a way to take advantage of market volatility instead of just enduring. To learn more, call us at 608-647-8889 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
With QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center, you'll get projects completed faster. Time is everything, so why sit there waiting? QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag will set faster and leave you waiting less. Use for fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops, or mailbox posts. So why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Get QuickCrete in the red bag at All American Do It Center in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
It's 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. We'll have high school sports later this hour, as well as an early evening news. So stay tuned for that. But right now, we're going to take a moment to hear from the Paul Harvey Program, sponsored today by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 135 years with care and tradition. From their on-site crematory to personalized pre-arrangements and community spaces, they're here for you.
Now, the rest of the story. Lady Mary Wortley Montagu was perhaps the most colorful woman early 18th century England enjoyed. She was a writer of considerable brilliance, extraordinary versatility. She was a renowned feminist and a world traveler. A portrait which survives her, painted in 1715, is testament to her remarkable beauty. Remember that, as is frequently true of today's celebrated women. Lady Mary was champion of a cause, and her particular cause, mass immunization against smallpox. Having witnessed successful smallpox inoculations in Turkey, she agitated in favor of it on her home shores, and historians agree that due to the efforts of Lady Mary, Britain was indeed made aware of one of medicine's most splendid advancements, variolation. That's what it was called, variolation. Inoculation with smallpox virus for the purpose of immunizing against smallpox. Already common practice in Turkey and China, the Western world was all but oblivious to it, but then East met West through Lady Mary. The following year, husband Edward became ambassador to the Turkish court at Constantinople, and it was there that Lady Mary first observed variolation. In fact, she was so impressed with its apparent effectiveness that she asked the embassy physician to inoculate her own young son. And so began Lady Mary's crusade. In 1718, the Montagues returned to London. Mary's literary ability blossomed. Her old friendships were rekindled. But the top of the list was her campaign to alert Britain to the importance of its war against smallpox. Among her most vehement opponents in this cause were clergymen. If an individual were stricken with smallpox, they said it was God's will. Lady Mary protested that the pursuit of health was also God's will. In 1721, she emphasized her sincerity by having her own 4-year young daughter inoculated. Though variolation would not become a common practice in Britain for many years, it was Mary's persistent propaganda which initially turned the tide. And yet her bravery in the face of skepticism was more than that of a tireless young woman inspired by a noble cause. Because the portrait of Lady Mary Wortley Montagu, I mean the one painted in 1715, depicts the last of her loveliness. In that same year, her beauty was gone forever. And thereafter, as a warning to those who resisted inoculation, Lady Mary offered herself as a public example of the consequences by revealing her own pitted, scarred face, the ravaged remnants of her private war with smallpox. And now you know the rest of the story.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
We're just about time to hear from our early evening news, but again, a reminder, this hour is the chance for you to enter into the Scani Summer Text to Win contest on WRCO. The word of the hour is sun, S-U-N. Use the Civic Media app right now, and then to find WRCO, use the text button at the bottom of your screen and send the keyword Sun, and you're entered to win this hour's prize of $100 cash, and also entered in to the drawing for the grand prize, which is a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or one from Door County.
Lift them up, tip them back. Ain't nothing can't be fixed with a little ice cold six pack. Shotgun, flip cup, can't get enough. Tonight we're chugging like a John Deere. And if you're happy and you know it, let me hear. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. On a boat deck, on a tailgate, with the crickets on a moonlit fire pit, muddy riverbank. Gotta love the high life, can't get enough. No beer left behind around here. And if you're happy and you know it, let me hear.
Let me hear, let me hear.
If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If life's weighing you down, drink a beer. Mud and laws in town, drink a beer. If you're feeling kind of thirsty or you wanna get flirty, you just came to party, drink a beer. Never hurt nobody, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. Get your country on the show, it sounds pretty good, don't it? If you're happy and you know it, drink a beer. If life's weighing you down, drink a beer. Mud and laws in town, drink a beer. If you're feeling kinda thirsty or you wanna get flirty, you just came to party, drink a beer. Get your country on and shake it, life is what you make it. I'm so glad that I can taste it, drink a beer.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You wanna feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening in Richland Center sharpens knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and all garden tools. We are open Thursday through Saturday, noon to 4 p.m. We're located at 103 South Central Avenue, number 10, in the Coast Plaza. Call 608-604-0230 for more information.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's early evening news, sponsored today by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. It is currently 78 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Smoke from Canadian wildfires began to worsen air quality in the eastern U.S. today, as several Midwestern states continued to battle conditions deemed unhealthy by the federal government. The fires have forced thousands of Canadians to flee their homes, and the smoke has even reached Europe. In the U.S., the Midwest continued to get the worst of the healthy air. A swath of that region of the U.S. had unhealthy air quality Wednesday, according to an Environmental Protection Agency map. The National Weather Service has extended the air quality alert for Wisconsin through noon Thursday. Sensitive groups should consider rescheduling or moving all activities inside. Go inside if you have symptoms. People with asthma, follow your asthma action plan and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease, symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue may indicate a serious problem. If you have any of these, contact your health care provider. Everyone else, keep outdoor activities shorter and less intense. Go inside if you have symptoms. Improving air quality is expected to move into Wisconsin from the northwest today. However, smoke will continue to impact surface air quality across southern and eastern Wisconsin. Unhealthy AQI is most likely in eastern areas near the Green Bay and Lake Michigan water bodies. Unhealthy for sensitive groups, AQI is more likely for western portions of the advisory area. For more information on current air quality, go online to airquality.wi.gov. At the Capitol, Democrats propose a safe summer package of gun safety measures. 4 bills mirror provisions pulled from Governor Tony Evers' proposed budget by Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee. JFC member Senator LaTanya Johnson calls them common sense.
Universal background checks. 87% of Wisconsinites agree with that. 48-hour waiting period. Red flag laws. And we missed an opportunity to do something about ghost guns.
Attorney General Josh Call.
The reason we keep coming back to this issue is because every year, in fact, every month, there are lives that are lost to gun violence in this state.
Physicians were on hand at the Capitol Tuesday to support a safe summer package of firearms bills. Dr. Sophie Kramer of Madison notes suicide accounts for most gun violence deaths in Wisconsin and nationally.
Research tells us that those at greatest risk of suicide by firearm are older men in rural areas. In Wisconsin, suicide is taking the lives of our veterans, our farmers, and even our law enforcement officers.
Guns are the leading cause of death for children in Wisconsin and nationally. Dr. Kelly Snooks is a pediatric critical care physician at Children's Wisconsin.
As a doctor in the pediatric ICU, I have seen it all. I've seen the young teenage boy that was killed by a firearm-related suicide. I've seen the young girl that was killed when another child accessed an improperly stored firearm and accidentally shot and killed her.
Representative Sheila Stubbs of Madison says too many guns fall into the hands of young people.
Just 2 weeks ago, one of my relatives was critically injured in Beloit and had to be med-flighted right here to Madison, and he is still fighting for his life. He's only 17 years old and was shot by a 15-year-old.
Democrats proposed universal background checks on all gun purchases, reinstating a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchase, red flag laws to allow law enforcement to take guns from persons deemed a risk to themselves and others, and restrictions on so-called ghost guns. Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski has announced the launch of a free online database of public government documents in an effort to promote transparency. According to a press release Monday, the goal of the database is to give residents all the information they need to stay up to date and hold the government accountable. The public documents include things like executive orders, pardons, and a variety of other official public records. They will also be able to order certified copies of the documents for a fee directly from the website. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is making sure families that rely on free school food programs won't miss out over summer break. Amanda Cullen with DPI says the agency has an online service to locate those free meals near you.
There's a summer meals finder that if they put their address in, it will show the sites that are near them. And then they can contact the sponsors to find out, you know, the dates and times that they're offering meals.
You can find out more and find that program online at dpi.wi.gov. A bill to provide a film tax credit in Wisconsin and establish a state film office has moved out of a Senate committee. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says the state has lost out on a lot of opportunities because productions don't want to film in the state due to a lack of film credit. Sayers says the department has heard from plenty of producers that they'd like to film in Wisconsin, and now is the time to get the bill made into law. The bill would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working on productions. It's now ready for a vote by the full Senate. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will sponsor a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River in late June and July. The large Voyager replica canoes commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the sesquicentennial in 1998 will be used for the trips that will explore different segments of the river. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, and reservations are required. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. The excursions will be led by Mark Kupp, Riverway Board Executive Director. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to ensure that adequate space is available. The first trips are scheduled for Wednesday, June 18th from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew, and Thursday, June 19th from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Bond is set at $2 million for a Milwaukee man charged in a fatal head-on crash in Ozaukee County. Prosecutors say a car driven by 34-year-old Ace View was traveling at nearly 100 miles an hour on I-43 near Port Washington on May 26th when it slammed into the vehicle carrying an Utsberg couple and their adult daughter. 56-year-old Jay Horn and 53-year-old Nicole Horn were killed and Alyssa Horn critically injured. Few is charged with two counts of first-degree reckless homicide. At his initial appearance Tuesday, the defense requested cash bond between $30,000 and $50,000, but the court granted prosecutors' request of $2 million.
Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg is helping local operations stay on track with flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubricants. From the field to the farmyard, Meyer Oil and LP delivers reliable service backed by decades of trusted experience. They're ready to help farmers fuel up for a productive and successful season. For more information, call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914. Meyer Oil and LP, fueling Wisconsin farms season after season.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held Thursday at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72, of Muscadet. Orville Byron Haynes, age 84, died Monday. A memorial service will be held at 3 o'clock Friday at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ, Rural Soldiers Grove. Burial will be in the Sugar Grove Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Friday from 1 until the time of service at 3. The Vasateg Larson Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Orville Byron Haynes, age 84. Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet, died April 28th. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. A luncheon will follow at the Presbyterian Church in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Special Olympics of Wisconsin would be appreciated. Jerry Coleman, 77 of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Kenneth S. Kelbell, 89 of Bloom City. Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca, died December 3rd. A graveside service will be held Saturday at 1 in the Bloom City Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ashley Bird, 37 of Avoca.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some pretty nice weather across the area, seasonal conditions that will stick around for a couple of days, and then a gradual cooling trend in sight for the end of the weekend into early next week as the main jet stream dips south out of Canada. There'll be some unsettled weather to go with that in that transition as well. The scattered showers starting up in mainly northwest Wisconsin Friday, sinking into our area Saturday. Nothing real heavy, but maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch. There could be a stronger front moving through Sunday morning to midday with a better chance of widespread showers. And then behind that, just some sprinkles again going into Monday or Tuesday. We are watching for the potential, though, of some much warmer weather to build back in late next week. And into that second week of June, temperatures could be soaring up into the 80s and 90s across the upper Midwest. So we'll certainly keep you posted on that. Here's that forecast now as we head through tonight. Partly cloudy, low temperature 51 with some patchy fog possible. The wind's light. Partly cloudy tomorrow, topping out at 78. Northwest to west wind near 5. Again, that air quality alert running up through noon tomorrow for most of the area. On Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of a light shower. Low 54, high 75. Saturday's forecast, mixed skies with a 40% chance of scattered showers. Low 54, high 76. And Sunday showers likely through the early afternoon. Breezy with partial clearing later. Low 55, high 71. On Monday, mostly cloudy and cool. Chance of some light showers. Low 51, high 69. Tuesday, breaks of sun and chilly with sprinkles possible, low near 50 with a high of 69 degrees. Enjoy the quiet weather out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a partly cloudy 76. That's down from a high of 79 and our morning low 52. Yesterday, our high 81. And we also saw 92 hundredths of an inch of rain. A record high 91 on this day in 1948, a record low 36 in 1995. Last year on this day, our high was 82 and our low 64. Sunset today will be at 8:37, sunrise tomorrow at 5:22. No precipitation. The barometer has fallen as it continues to. It's at 30.9. Northeast winds are at 5. Again, it's 76 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Someone once said, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no obligation review. Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. It's not just any game today, it's a WIAA sectional semifinal softball game between the Richland Center Hornets and the Prairie du Chien Blackhawks. The game is coming up here following the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show on WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
There are lots of games on the docket today, including Columbus Catholic and Blair Taylor playing at Columbus Catholic. Why that's of interest to the local scene? Well, that's who Ithaca will play, the winner of that game, tomorrow night at Blair Taylor High School. Waterloo and Random Lake playing today for the right to play Mineral Point, which defeated Cuba City yesterday 7-1. Also in softball, Marshall playing Poinette. At Poinette, the winner will play the winner of today's Richland Center Prairie du Chien sectional softball. The baseball teams are still at the regionals and some regional semifinals. North Crawford is playing River Ridge today for the right to play Highland. DeSoto is playing host to Boscobel, which pulled a big upset last night over number one seed Seneca. Westby and Viroqua are playing today. That's in a final for the regional. Regional semifinals include Lancaster and Fenimore, Mineral Point and New Glarus, Prairie du Chien at Cuba City, and Wisconsin Heights and Dodgeville played last night with Dodgeville edging them 1-0. That means Dodgeville plays the winner of today's Cuba City Prairie du Chien game. I'm Phil Nee, and we'll have more of the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show coming up. We'll talk to Hornet coach Jamie Gander.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Let's compare title insurance with, let's say, auto insurance. With auto insurance, you pay your monthly premium, and if you have an accident, you file a claim. With the title policy issued by TitleWorks LLC, a one-time premium is paid for an owner's policy. Before we issue that policy, we make a complete search of public records, maps, and documents to make sure that certain rights or claims of other parties don't exist. You see, in our industry, if we've done our job properly, we prevent claims. TitleWorks LLC, 647-7900, or on the web at titleworks-rc.com.
Hi, my name is Brandy Anderson, Richland County Health Officer. 90% of adults with substance use disorders started before age 18. The brain continues to develop until 25, so early substance use dramatically increases risk for addiction. Support young people in your life to make one choice not to use any substances for their health and for their best sports performance. Let's make prevention a priority. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Richland Center coach Jamie Gander joins us. Coach, looking back on that crazy win over Dodgeville, that was certainly a lot of emotion, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, especially as meal poured over into Friday, even waiting on the
appeal process to take place. And the kids were wore out. I was wore out. The coaching staff was wore out. It was just a long night, fun night, you know, but it was tiring waiting to get the, you know, the feedback from WIA and see what happened.
And they denied the appeal, so you got a chance to celebrate over the weekend and not worry about it then.
Yeah, about 2 o'clock, I believe, Laura, our AD, Selgeby, emailed me and told me everything was good. So, yeah, I put a message out on her SportsU account, and it was just a celebration again at that point. So
celebrated a couple of times.
Yeah.
So you've had graduation over the weekend. They tried to get them back in the right frame of mind before tonight's game then, right?
Yeah, yep. You know, last night we had a good practice. You know, Friday we were all a little wore out, like I said, but we got some swings in. We went out and just did what we could do. We got them out, got them through graduation on Sunday, and like I said, had a decent practice last night, and hopefully we can get on the bus here tonight and be down, get down there and be ready to play.
Prairie du Chien is—they've been a tough team for a lot of schools this year. Why were they a tough team for the Hornets?
Well, they got good pitching. They hit well. You know, their bottom five. I'm sorry, their top five hit very well. The bottom of their lineup still can put a ball in play at any given time. I believe they had 6 all-conference players, and they're averaging anywhere from, you know, the low 300s up to a little over 400. So, you know, very good hitting team, athletic in the field. They can, you know, and Claire Kennedy's probably one of the better pitchers in Southwest Wisconsin that we've seen this year. So.
Well, more from Jamie coming up in a moment here on WRCO Sports.
Are you ready for a fresh new look or a little well-deserved pampering? Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations are here to make it happen. Whether you're after the latest hair trends or a relaxing nail service, their talented stylists deliver expert care and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. At Inspired Innovations, it's not just about beauty, it's about the experience. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Visit them in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham. They say the more things change, the more they stay the same, and that's certainly true at the Phoenix Center, a longtime favorite in Richland County. It remains the go-to destination for bowling, great food, and lasting memories. It's where friends gather, laughs are shared, and good times roll, literally. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center continues to serve up favorites like their legendary pizza and friendly atmosphere. Call 649-7469 for more information or carry out at the Phoenix Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
Jamie Gander is our guest. Jamie, as you look at Prairie du Chien matching up with them, the first time you won, or you lost a one-run game, and the second time they beat you quite soundly, that kind of bucked the trend because most of the time it was the other way around for the Hornets this year.
Yeah, you know, early we were losing those close games. We were trying to figure out who we were as a team at that point. And, you know, I think we've talked about it before. We've kind of learned how to win those games now. You know, as of late, we've been winning by one or winning by two. Early in the season, we were losing by one or two. You know, our worst loss of the year came at the hands of Prairie du Chien, hands down. I mean, it was a 10-0 win in 5 innings. And, you know, you don't want to make excuses because they did their job. I mean, hats off to them that night. But we weren't feeling well. We had some bug going through our team. And not that, like, again, you don't want to make excuses, but, you know, that just wasn't a good show of who we are.
When you look at the season, was there a game that you can kind of circle as possibly a turning point for the season?
Yeah, I would say, you know, our non-conference game down in Waseca, we played them that night, and it was right in between the first round of conference and the second round. And, you know, I and the assistant coaches kind of decided we were going to take some pieces and move them around, change the lineup a little. We got Chloe in there, and she did a great job pitching. We only pitched Kyrie maybe four innings that game, and Chloe actually did a wonderful job. You know, we ended up getting beat 9-8, I believe, thinking back at it. And I think we, you know, could have won that game had we did a few things differently. But we got out in the outfield after the game, and it's the first time all season I looked up and I could see the hurt in their eyes. And I just kind of looked and I smiled, and they didn't know what was going on, you know, and I said, this is good. And I said, that's the first time I've seen, you know, that look in your eyes where there's some serious disappointment here, so you're buying into what we're telling you. And after that, we went on a pretty good roll here. I think we've only lost four games after that. Month of May, I believe we only lost three. So, you know, we're learning how to win close games, which is cool, because as you get in this tournament, the deeper you get, the better pitching you see. You're not going to see these 15-2 games usually. You know, there is a few of them that just they get blowouts. But generally, you got to be prepared to play a close game, and I feel that we've done a pretty good job of that this year.
With Prairie du Chien playing there, you know, the girls, I don't know, they put pressure on themselves here. You've been kind of warriors. You won at Dodgeville, and how do you look at this one?
I think the pressure kind of came off the shoulders of the girls after Lancaster. I mean, that first game, you know, we got four freshmen in there right now, or three real playing a lot of time, and two others that are coming in and pinch running and at any given time could be in the lineup. So along with that, you know, we have some juniors that didn't see a lot of varsity time last year, and, you know, there's some seniors there that did, but not at this level. So this is new for us, you know. But Lancaster, they all came in after they were first at bat. They said they were shaky, you know, and Dave and Greg and Janet and I, all the coaches, Jackie, we all talked to them. Hey, calm down, you know, we're going to be all right. And, you know, that was a good win, close win. That was a good team. And, you know, they looked more comfortable Thursday night at Dodgeville. They just looked more loose, like you even said there when they were coming up to the coaches meeting and or the players meeting there, and they're all smiling and laughing. They were doing what they've been doing all year, and that was good to see. So I think we're getting used to that pressure.
Well, two wins from state, certainly a long way to go, but it does a lot for the program, doesn't it?
It does. You know, early in the year when I first took this job, I started looking at the lineup, and I had not been around the program for a while. I'd spent more time down at that youth level, and you know, you start looking, you start talking to some of the other coaches that had been involved, and you know Kyrie's coming in, and you know what she's going to probably be capable of doing. You know, and right out of the gate, I told him, I go, girls, you know, I looked at our sectional, and I think we can play with any team in here. You know, and it, like I said, it took them half the year to buy into that, but, you know, they're believing in themselves. You know, you know, to be two games from state's kind of it's a shocker. I mean, it is, even if you expect to be there, right? You know, it's a tough tournament to get where we're at right now. And to have a regional championship's huge for the community, the program, the school. You know, and hopefully it's just something we can build off from for the years ahead now, too.
Well, two tournament wins, both extra inning games. You wouldn't mind if the Prairie du Chien game goes extra innings, as long as you win, right?
There you go. We can take them all that way, as long as we end up on the right side of it when we're done. Yeah.
All right, Jamie. Well, good luck against Prairie.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Jamie Gander joining us on this report from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Great to be with you from Prairie du Chien. We're going to take a quick time out. We're just about ready for national anthem time, and PA announcers fairly background. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go back with the first pitch in just a moment on WRCO Radio Sports.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
As business owners, our community is more than just a location, it is home. At Julie Karen State Farm, we're proud to serve and grow alongside the people who make this place so special, supporting local dreams, building authentic connections, and thriving together. Supporting our community, and in return, our community believing in us, is an investment in one another. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our national anthem from Prairie du Chien High School just concluding. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. We found him along the road hitchhiking tonight.
Thank you for picking me up.
Glad to pick you up here. We are ready to go. Should be a good one here tonight. Boy, the conditions are just perfect.
Oh, I tell you what, just amazing here. Well, they have a great complex here.
They do.
Set behind the bluff.
We are here. We've been here a few times through the years, a couple of years since we've been here. Richland Center, as we mentioned in the pregame, lost a couple of times this year to Prairie du Chien, but they finished just one game behind them in conference.